Good morning, friends. Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. We're still here at the very beginning of the year. Lots of things ahead. And it's my desire that the Morning Mindset goes with you every single day of your life. If you haven't done so yet, please do what you can to build the Morning Mindset into your routine. This is about habit. You want to get in the habit of setting your mind right every morning. You want to get into the habit of putting yourself in a place where you can walk in alignment with the plans of God for your life, because you're thinking in alignment with the way that He thinks. That's the main goal of the Morning Mindset. This morning, I want to point out something to you that I know you know about, but you may not have noticed. And that is that we live, especially in the Western world, we live in a culture where our value is drawn from what we do. Now, none of us would say that, but look deep in your own feelings, in your own soul, and I think you'll easily recognize that when we do not have something to do that we feel is significant, when our lives seem to be filled with kind of humdrum or mundane things, we tend to start doubting our own value. I remember a time when I was unemployed. I was searching for the type of job that I really wanted to do, the thing I had been trained for in my college studies. And I felt that when I was able to do that, I would be significant. I would be contributing something of value to the world. And in the meantime, while I was searching for that job, and while I was working part-time jobs to put food on the table and to provide for my family, I felt that I wasn't doing much of value, and therefore I wasn't of much value. Does that sound familiar at all? I'm sure you've all experienced things like that. But I'm here to tell you this morning that your value is not in what you do. Can you say that aloud with me right now? My value is not in what I do. You see, God is not interested in our performance, at least not in terms of whether or not He's going to bestow value upon us by our performance. That's not how God operates. You see, it is by grace we are saved through faith. It is not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. Now, we've switched topics there a little bit. We're talking about salvation in that verse, what it is that gets us forgiveness and salvation in God's eyes. But it's a related theme. You see, God does not redeem us because we are worthy of it, because there's something valuable in us that He sees and says, ooh, that person deserves to be saved. No, His salvation comes to us by grace. And folks, it is true, biblically speaking, that our value comes to us by grace. I mean, first of all, we need to recognize that we are valuable because we are human beings. We are created in the image of God. And that fact is true for every human being on the planet, whether they are a follower of Jesus Christ or not. But that is a minor thing compared to an even greater fact. And that is that once you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are valuable because you are the vessel in which Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the universe, lives in this world. Think about a museum where you might go and you see all these historical artifacts, these things that people of the past belonged to. Well, imagine if you saw the scabbard that contained the dagger of Alexander the Great or George Washington. There was no dagger in it, but the scabbard was there. The scabbard would be in a glass case. It would be a thing of value in the museum because it once contained the dagger of Alexander the Great. You see, it's the person who owns the vessel who determines value. That means it's Jesus Christ who determines our value. And what is more, He is what fills us, like that dagger would fill the scabbard. Jesus Christ inhabits you today. You can go into this day knowing you have tremendous, immense value because the King of Kings is inside of you. He inhabits you, He indwells you, and He's there to empower you. So go out with confidence, my friend. Go out today knowing Jesus is in you to make a difference in your world. Please join me again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset.
know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.